This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
The Department of Justice, according to this person, is past the point of losing credibility. And in fact, the Department of Justice, according to this individual, is playing cops and robbers like kids. This same individual says, it is September 4, which was what, Thursday? Boy, Thursday was a busy day, wasn't it? It's September 4. As of now, we still have a constitutional democracy. All of those statements were made by an individual by the name of Zia Faruqi. I don't know. Zia, I can figure that one out. Z-I-A. Faruqi? Faruq? F-A-R-U-Q-U-I. Who is he? Who is this person? Oh, I just happen to have his website up. Zia M. Faruqi was appointed as a United States Magistrate Judge on September 14, 2020. Now, a magistrate judge is a type of federal judge. Their role is somewhat limited. That depends on the assignments they get. But they're kind of like a lower-level trial judge. They do ministerial duties. They have preliminary hearings. They might look at search warrants. They're magistrate judges. I don't know how else to describe it. He has both a bachelor's and a juris doctorate from Georgetown. He was a litigation associate at Wilkie Farr in D.C., one of the big firms. He focused on government investigations and general commercial litigation. He served for 12 years as a federal prosecutor in the U.S. Attorney's Office in St. Louis and D.C. He prosecuted cases involving terrorist use of cryptocurrency, North Korean weapons proliferation, darknet sites dedicated to child exploitation, theft of antiquities. He also represented the Department of Justice at numerous conferences across the globe on financial crimes, crypto, and national security issues. Do you want his phone number? I got his phone number right here. It's on the website. You can go to dcd.uscourts.gov, and you can read all about him. Well, I just read you everything about him. Why do I even talk about him? Because everything that I told you that he said, he didn't say it on X, formerly Twitter. He didn't say it on Facebook. He didn't say it on a TikTok. He didn't say it on a set of MSNBC, CNN, Fox News, or any of the other cable channels or any of the networks. He's not a Democrat candidate for office. He's not even an online Democrat Party influencer. He's just a federal magistrate judge. Now, I'm not trying to diminish it, but I'm pointing out that this guy, think about those comments. Because every comment that I told you he made in a federal courtroom in D.C. Why? Why would he go on a tirade like that? Well, he was handling a case of Edward Dana. Edward Dana is a career criminal, 9 convictions, 23 arrests, who was on probation at the time of his arrest back on August 17. And when he was arrested, he was in the midst of another violent act. He was vandalizing a restaurant while drunk. And Dana told the cops when he was arrested that he wanted to, quote, kill the president. Judge Jeanine Pirro, who is the now U.S. attorney, I don't think she's acting anymore. I think she's been confirmed. I need to double check on that. She is either acting or is the confirmed U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia, an incredibly powerful and important position. She was trying to indict Dana on one simple charge. You can find that charge in Title 18, which is the Federal Criminal Code, Section 871, making threats against the president. He did say he told the cops, I want to kill the president. He was arrested on the federal charge on August 21. He was released on August 22nd by one of this magistrate judge's colleagues, despite having that career criminal record, 9 convictions, 23 arrests. He was arrested while on probation at the time of his arrest back on August 17. He didn't even spend 24 hours in jail. What? We're a sick country, as we talked about in the first couple of hours. We're all, because we're unhealthy. We're also sick because we are ruled in our judicial system by a bunch of judges and a bunch of prosecutors, not Jeanine Pirro, but a bunch of prosecutors around the country and judges who coddle criminals. I find it fascinating. Now, remember, Judge Pirro was trying to indict him on one count. Now, other counts, too, obviously, of vandalizing the restaurant, but one count of violating 18 U.S.C. Section 871, making threats against the president. Now, Pirro did not drop the case because she didn't have any evidence. She was forced to resort to a misdemeanor charge because the D.C. grand jury refused to bring a felony indictment that was being sought by the Trump Department of Justice. Something that the magistrate judge actually misrepresented in his stupid meltdown that he had on the bench. What's the point of all of this? Stay tuned. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text line 33103, keyword Michael Michael. Go follow me on X, at Michael Brown USA. The case was dropped because of a lack of evidence. Really? Hang on.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I spent years living in fear of calcium oxalate crystal stones, always afraid of when the next one would hit. Now I just take Kidney Cop.
Battling calcium oxalate stones, it's time to try Kidney Cop, a doctor-recommended kidney supplement that has been shown in laboratory tests to reduce the growth rate of calcium oxalate crystals by 99%. Get Kidney Cop today at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or KidneyCop.com.
If you're stuck in a timeshare you no longer want, call the experts at Lone Star Transfer. They will help you with a guaranteed solution to exit your timeshare. For the past 15 years, Lone Star Transfer, a family-owned company, has helped over 30,000 owners break free. With an A-plus rating at the BBB and thousands of five-star reviews, Lone Star Transfer is the only company you can trust to deliver real results. For a free consultation, call 844-284-4739 or visit LoneStarTransfer.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. If you want to find one of our 350-plus affiliates around the country, go to this website, michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. Pull down the How to Listen tab, and you'll find all of the affiliates when they air the program, when they re-air the program. So if you're traveling around the country or you're looking for a local radio station, you can find it at that website. Or you can always use your iHeart app and search for The Weekend with Michael Brown or The Situation with Michael Brown, and you can listen Monday through Friday from 6 to 10 Mountain Time. And on the weekend, whenever your affiliate carries it, we're on generally, we're always on noon to 3 Eastern Time, 10 to 1 Mountain Time. We're talking about this judge in the D.C. District Court, Zia Farouk. I'm just going to say Farouk for lack of a better way to pronounce it. So Jeanine Pirro, U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia, is in the case, or is in the courtroom, seeking one count against this guy of violating Title 18, Section 871, making threats against the president. Now, remember, he was arrested. This guy named Dana was arrested on federal charges on August 21, released on August 22nd, by one of this judge's colleagues, despite this guy having 23 arrests, 9 convictions, and was on probation at the time that he was caught vandalizing the restaurant, drunk, and threatening to kill the president. Now, she did not drop the case. Judge Pirro, the U.S. Attorney Pirro, did not drop the case because she didn't have the evidence. She was forced to resort to a misdemeanor charge because another D.C. grand jury refused to bring the felony indictment that was sought by the Trump Department of Justice. Something that the magistrate judge, when he was going off on his tirade, misrepresented during his meltdown. But you guys listen to me on the weekday, you know what my rule about buts are. The most important thing I'm going to say is comes after the but. This magistrate judge's conduct is just one more glaring example of judges acting badly during Trump's presidency. It occurred in Trump 1.0, and I think it's even worse in Trump 2.0. Earlier in the day, NBC News had published a piece featuring comments by, you remember this story? NBC News published a unbelievable story in which they quoted a dozen unnamed federal judges who slammed the United States Supreme Court for overturning their decisions related to the Trump administration. And the Supreme Court didn't give enough of an explanation about why they overturned the judge's ruling. Well, whoop-whoop-de-doo. The Supreme Court does not owe you an explanation. You are what's called an Article III judge, including these magistrate judges. You are there solely because Congress decided the only court that is established by the U.S. Constitution is the U.S. Supreme Court. And such other inferior courts as Congress may designate. So you're there solely because the Constitution says that if Congress wants to create some inferior courts to hear cases before they get to the Supreme Court, it can do so and it can take you away. It can take you out. So here are, and I think it was an even dozen of federal judges complaining that the Supreme Court is overturning our decisions. Oh, we're so upset, and you're not telling us why. The reporter of this story for NBC News, Ken Delanian, wrote this. With tensions so high, 4 of the judges said they believe the Supreme Court, and specifically Chief Justice Roberts, the head of the judiciary, should do more to defend the courts. One judge was quoted in this report, complaining about the Supreme Court, that the Supreme Court doesn't have our backs. Then another said that the Supreme Court's decision in favor of the administration helped the president, quote, undermine the lower courts and leave judges feeling that we've been thrown under the bus. What? You are an inferior court, meaning that, and I don't mean it, well, I do mean inferior in both the literal meaning, meaning that you are under the Supreme Court, but many of these judges and many of these courts are indeed inferior too, meaning they don't meet the standards of the Supreme Court. And by the way, you kind of report to the Supreme Court, and you're required to follow the Supreme Court's rulings, and they don't owe you. You know, sometimes they've got work to do too. They've got a lot of cases. And if they decide that they're going to overrule you and say, no, you can't, that injunction is overturned, then you know what? Your job is to overturn the injunction as the Supreme Court ordered you to do and move on. If there's any group that's responsible for creating trust and then cratering the trust in the federal judiciary, I think it's these judges themselves. They are, as one story reported, collectively bringing dishonor to the phrase, your honor. Think about this. We have courts all over the country uniformly halting Trump policies with little or no forethought, no deliberation, just making superfluous political statements that demonstrate the very bias that they continue to claim is non-existent. Do you know that since Trump took office, at least two federal judges have accused the president of acting like a king? That's not being very judge-like. That's not being neutral in your rulings or in your comments. That's being political. Other judges have suggested that Trump is a racist, a bully, an autocrat. They've called him lawless. In fact, the New York Times recently documented inflammatory statements made by a dozen federal judges just over the past couple of months. And the problem is, it's not their outbursts. It's also judicial overreach. And that judicial overreach, in some cases, has resulted in harsh condemnation from a handful of more thoughtful judges. Andrew Oldman, who is a judge on the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, he has denounced the judiciary's boundary-breaking behavior as transmogrifying the least dangerous branch into robed crusaders who get to play-act as multitudinous commanders-in-chief. That's a bunch of lawyerly language. But he's saying, wait a minute, you're just a judge, and your role is to decide cases. Your role is not to pretend that you're the commander-in-chief and that you get to make executive policy. Your job is to interpret the Constitution or to apply the Constitution to executive actions or to statutes or to cases. Justice Gorsuch, a Coloradan, has addressed this, and I want you to hear what he said, because I have a theory, and I think it's time that we adopt that theory. So we begin with Michael Brown. Stay tuned. I'll be right back.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
I just got my Grid Doctor 3300 solar generator. It charged fast, and now I've got peace of mind for the next blackout.
It powers my refrigerator with absolutely no problem. Very satisfied.
Living in Florida, I'm always worried about hurricanes, but this gave me confidence going into the storm season.
The night we lost power, it was freezing. I plugged in my electric blanket, slept warm all night, and still had battery left in the morning.
I love being able to use this inside and not having to deal with gas, exhaust, and loud noise from a gas generator.
These are real customer reviews of the Grid Doctor 3300 solar generator. Order now at mypatriotsupply.com to get a complimentary expansion battery, a $1,200 value, free with your order. This is a limited time offer. Go to mypatriotsupply.com to get your solar generator today. That's mypatriotsupply.com.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
This is Colonel Danny Gilman, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
are the ones that are abusing the system. There are standards for judges. I know you may find that hard to believe, but there are standards for judges. There's a judicial code of conduct. Judges need to appear at all times to be objective, fair, not biased one direction or the other. And this is and has been an ongoing problem in our system for generations. But it's gotten worse with Trump. And somehow they feel emboldened that they can, in the course of a hearing, talk about how, you know, what Trump is doing is driving us to a constitutional crisis. Now, I want you to stop and think for it. Think. I know that not everybody in this audience is a lawyer, but I want you to think like a lawyer for a second. You're in a courtroom. You have the prosecutor. You have the defense counsel. This is a criminal case. So the prosecutor's at one table, maybe has a couple of staffers with him or her, and directly to your left or right, depending on how the courtroom's set up, is another lawyer, and the defendant is sitting over there. Who's the one person let's say the prosecutor and an assistant, the defense counsel and the defendant, and then the judge. The judge has a bailiff. The judge has a court reporter. So you have seven people in the courtroom, not counting the bailiff and the reporter, who are not really participants. The bailiff is there to ensure decorum, to ensure the safety of the judge and the people in the courtroom. And the reporter is there to take a record of everything that is said, to transcribe the hearing. So of the five people, the two at the prosecutor's table, the two at the defense table, and the judge sitting at the bench. Out of those five people, who should be the most neutral, objective, unbiased person in that courtroom? The judge. The judge is there to hear the prosecution, to hear from the defense, and to make a decision about whatever the issue is. If it's a preliminary hearing, should that defendant be held over for trial? If it's, should the defendant be granted bail, then you're to decide, should there be bail or not bail? And you'll hear from both sides, and you're to make an objective decision on that issue. Whatever the issue might be, you are not there to lecture about a constitutional crisis. You're not there to lament that Trump is a dictator, or that he's lawless, or that he's out of control, or that he's, or for that matter, that he's the best president in the history of civilization. Your job is none of those things. Your job is to decide the legal issue in front of you. So when judges start commenting about someone who's not even in the courtroom, the president, or they're talking about how the Department of Justice is acting lawless. No, that's not the issue in front of the courtroom. Now, if a prosecutor is acting with lawlessness, that's a different issue. But that's not what's going on here. Last month, Associate Justice Neil Gorsuch noted that there's suddenly this pattern of judicial, what he called insubordination. He said, quote, "So this is now the third time in a matter of weeks this court has had to intercede in a case squarely controlled by one of our precedents." He wrote this on August 21st. "All these interventions should have been unnecessary, but together they underscore a basic tenet of our judicial system. Whatever their own views, judges are duty-bound to respect the hierarchy of the federal court system created by the Constitution and Congress. Lower court judges may sometimes disagree with this court's decisions, but they are never free to defy them." These magistrate judges, like Zia, what's his name, are actually infected with Trump derangement syndrome. how can you have any sort of confidence in the judicial system if you've got a judge that is talking about Trump being a dictator, or that we're facing a constitutional crisis because Trump got elected president, or the Department of Justice is acting lawlessly, that they're acting, you know, outside their jurisdiction, they're out of control? If any group is responsible for cratering the trust in the judiciary, it's the judges themselves. And Associate Justice Gorsuch is absolutely right. Lower courts can disagree with the Supreme Court's decision, but you cannot defy the Supreme Court's decision. Which leads me to what I think needs to happen. Now, some people, you may disagree with this, but I want you to think C-SPAN. When you think C-SPAN, what do you think? Well, they don't comment. I mean, I know they've got shows where you can call in and they'll have a guest, but C-SPAN's primarily known for what? Just cameras in a hearing room or cameras in an event. No commentary, just wall-to-wall video of the event. Now, Republicans in Congress, they're not really showing any appetite for confronting what I believe to be judicial misconduct. Oh, they might write a nasty letter. They might post something on X, you know, this judge is acting improperly or something. But even the most egregious examples of bias, think of Judge Boasberg. That's the powerful chief judge of the D.C. District Court, the one who's basically been throwing out all these cases and has been hearing all the cases about Trump. Even that's not enough for House Republicans to start even just an impeachment inquiry. Not even if they passed articles of impeachment against Judge Boasberg. They won't even have a hearing about whether they even should or not. Republicans should act as a disinfectant. Republicans should act as that ray of sunshine. It's time to bring cameras into the courtroom. And I'm not talking about your local news channel. I'm not talking about some freelancer. I'm not talking about people being able to bring their phones in and videotape everything going in the courtroom. I'm talking about a established protocol. And C-SPAN, for me at least, seems to be the stereotypical standard. No commentary, just 3-4 cameras, whatever it takes, to provide a wide-angle view of the courtroom and the audio so that everybody can hear what's going on in the courtroom. And you just, someone's there, you have a technician that just turns the cameras on when the judge walks in and turns the cameras off when the judge closes the hearing. Because I want us to start hearing what these federal judges say. I want Congress, because you and I could send emails and write letters and make phone calls to our senators and our congressmen about how these federal judges and these magistrate judges are out of control. Nothing's going to happen. But if you're able, and you know why nothing's going to happen? Because how do I know this went about? Simply because I'm hearing about this, and so I start doing some research about Justice Gorsuch's comments, and then I start finding articles about this judge and Judge Pirro having to deal with this Yahoo. And so only by digging into it, I'd love to play you audio. I'd love for you to be able to actually hear what this judge said, but it doesn't exist. Well, it does exist, but it's never going to be released, because there are audio recordings made, and there is a transcript made of everything the judge says, but you've got to have access to LexisNexis. You got to pay, I think the cheapest you can get LexisNexis for is probably about $1,000 a month, and people aren't going to do that. So why not have the camera in? And why not have it be a C-SPAN-like camera? Why are taxpayers prevented from watching, or at least hearing, what happens in federal courtrooms? Judges are not entitled to privacy from the public eye. They've got lifetime job security. They have total near insularity. So judges ought to get more scrutiny, not less scrutiny. Now, if you got a concern about protecting the identity of jurors, well, that can be cured. You set the cameras up where the cameras are at an angle where you can't see the jury. Or maybe it's just audio only. I'd be happy with audio from a courtroom, which, by the way, you get from the U.S. Supreme Court. Why don't we get it from the lower courts? And then I think all government briefs ought to be made available free of charge, because then you can see, you might have affidavits. The judge said this. You could read the affidavit. In other words, what I'm saying is it's time for transparency in the federal judicial system. Now, in terms of state courts, I'd like to see it, but states are kind of wacko. It'd have to be really tight for state courts. But for federal courts, I think it's time to shine the flashlight so we can see and hear what's going on in federal courts. I'll be right back.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos. Fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/today. ethos.com/today.
If you're stuck in a timeshare you no longer want, call the experts at Lone Star Transfer. They will help you with a guaranteed solution to exit your timeshare. For the past 15 years, Lone Star Transfer, a family-owned company, has helped over 30,000 owners break free. With an A-plus rating at the BBB and thousands of five-star reviews, Lone Star Transfer is the only company you can trust to deliver real results. For a free consultation, call 844-284-4739 or visit LoneStarTransfer.com.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
It's that time again for the Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds, with free admission for all ages. It's the return of beautiful dancers, the feel of powerful drummers, all from across the nation. Learn and experience firsthand the culture of the Native American people. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and the Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potter Family, Reading Rancheria, Wind River Resort and Casino. This station and other proud sponsors.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff, with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hey, it's your liberty-loving Latino amigo, Rich Valdez, host of America at Night. Weeknights, we're letting you know what's happening live all across America. We'll have newsmakers and experts coming on, talking about the hot topics of the day. Plus, in our third hour, whatever you want to talk about with open phones across America, our nightly town hall. I look forward to hearing from you on the next America at Night with me, Rich Valdez.
Weeknights from 7 to 10 p.m. on KCNR.
As always, I want to thank everybody for tuning in to the weekend with Michael Brown. I know it was a holiday weekend last weekend, and maybe some of you are still on vacation, but for tuning in or listening to the podcast, interacting with me on X, whatever it is, I appreciate the audience. And I always want to make sure that you understand that I know how much, how important you are to the program. I wanted to move on to something else, except there are a couple of text messages that I want to address. And the first one comes from Goober number 7803, who writes, Michael, why can't judges be fired? Well, they can be fired. But let's talk about these federal judges. Federal judges can and have been impeached in the past. Alcee Hastings is the most, I think the most recent one, who, and it's been a couple of decades ago, he was impeached for corruption, bribery. He went on to become a U.S. congressman. He's now deceased, but he went on to become a U.S. congressman. See, it was training. As a federal judge in Florida, you take your training as a federal judge about how to take bribes and engage in corruption, and then when you get impeached for being a federal judge, well, now that you've learned the tricks of the trade, then you run for Congress and you become a U.S. congressman. Man, it's a great system, isn't it? Well, he was impeached. He gets impeached just the same way a president gets impeached, which is what drives me nuts about these stories about some of these judges, like Judge Boasberg and this magistrate judge and others. Why aren't Republicans at least holding impeachment inquiries? That would start in the House of Representatives. That would start in the Congress on the House side. And an inquiry is simply, hey, let's have some hearings. Let's conduct an investigation. And let's see whether or not this judge violated, you know, some criminal statute or violated the code of ethics or continually does the wrong thing, morally, ethically, however you want to categorize it, because an impeachment is not a criminal process. It's a political process. So if you're looking at a judge who says things like this magistrate judge did, well, I think that's a violation of the Code of Judicial Ethics. He is showing bias. He is showing that he's not being fair and impartial. And I think he can be impeached for that. So Congress, the House of Representatives, the House Judiciary Committee, could start an investigation. They could amass and accumulate evidence of this judge's showing of bias, of showing of prejudice against parties or whatever the evidence shows. And if it shows that he is biased and he doesn't have the judicial character that we expect federal judges to have, then they could hold an impeachment hearing in the House. And once that hearing's done, if the committee votes to impeach, that goes to the floor of the House of Representatives. So 435 members would get to vote whether or not to impeach. An impeachment is like an indictment. And let's say a majority of those in the House said, yes, we're going to impeach this Judge Zia. So if they get the requisite number of votes in the House, then those articles of impeachment go to the U.S. Senate. And in the U.S. Senate, then they would have a trial. Now, the judge might resign before then because he doesn't want to get impeached. He doesn't want to run the risk. So he resigns. Mission accomplished. Or he fights it. And now you have a trial in the Senate, and the trial could either result in him being impeached and removed from office. And in fact, you could impeach him, remove him from office, and as part of that conviction, also say, and you can't hold another judicial position again. They could do that. The other thing that could occur is that some of the parties that face judges like this could file bar complaints. They could file a complaint with the federal bar. They could file a complaint with the Supreme Court. They could file a complaint with, you know, if they sit in Colorado, you know, they're probably a member of the Colorado Bar Association. So they could file a bar complaint with the Colorado Bar Association, which would look at it and take it. The Supreme Court in Colorado has a disciplinary committee. That disciplinary committee would look at the charges brought against this judge and determine whether or not the judge should be, you know, have their law license suspended or taken away. Well, that wouldn't necessarily get them off the bench, but it could lead to an impeachment or it could lead to a resignation. There are lots of remedies. The point is there are a lot of remedies. And at some point, we're going to cross the Rubicon where so many of these federal judges continue to defy the U.S. Supreme Court so that the U.S. Supreme Court may start taking action. Congress could take action. Individual parties, individuals could take action. Hell's bells if I knew of a federal judge that was consistently doing this and I wanted to stand up and I wanted to take a position against this judge, I could go file the complaint myself. But for some reason, it doesn't happen, and I know the reason. The reason it doesn't happen is because, raise your hand if you had ever heard of this judge and what he was saying before today. That's what I thought. Out of across the entire country, maybe a couple of you have. But I would venture to say that most of you in this audience have not. And that's nothing wrong with that. Why would you hear about it? You don't spend 24 hours a day, 7 days a week researching stories like I do. You don't have access to LexisNexis unless you're just a nut job paying outrageous fees for it like I do. You wouldn't hear about these things. This is why I want the cameras in the courtroom. And that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to solve the problem. What it does, though, it means that now we have the opportunity to actually hear what judges are saying, to actually see and hear what's happening in these federal courtrooms. I want us to see it. Sunlight is the best disinfectant. It's the weekend with Michael Brown. Thanks for tuning in. Everybody have a great rest of your weekend, and guess what? I'll see you next weekend.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
So my mother is thinking of switching from Verizon to Pure Talk, but she's worried the deal sounds too good to be true. Michael, she said, how can those Pure Talk people offer me the same basic service as Verizon for so much less money? I said, Mom, go ask Google how much Verizon spends on advertising and promotion. A few seconds later, my mother said, oh my goodness, $12 billion a year? That must be a typo. I'll tell you what I told my mom. It's not a typo. Verizon spends $12 billion a year on advertising and promotion, and their customers are paying for it. While Pure Talk doesn't spend that kind of money on commercials, trust me, I would know. Consequently, they can offer you and my mother unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data on a blazing fast 5G network for just $25 a month. Dial #250 and say the words Mike Rowe, and you'll get an additional 50% off your first month. That's #250 Mike Rowe. Pure Talk. Everything you need and nothing you don't.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating
and Air. News from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.